Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to the CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome back Sean Patel, who's the CEO and founder of Prep Expert, which is a leading test prep company. And Sean just put together a book called Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, Winning Strategies to Achieve Your Dream Score. Sean, thank you so much for coming back. How are you today?
Doing well, John. Thanks for having me back on the show. I'm excited to tell everyone about the digital SAT, my new digital SAT playbook from Prep Expert, and share some tips and help parents and students ace this new exam, because I think there's a lot of anxiety around it. So hopefully I can ease some of that stress for listeners.
Well, there's definitely a lot of anxiety and stress. And first of all, Sean, I want to congratulate you on the new book. Again, it's called Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, which is so important and timely as the SAT, of course, is going digital. You're also launching your book in a unique fashion, Sean, by doing so at a virtual event that students, parents, and anyone else interested may attend. That's going to be on Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. And I mentioned that date just in case anyone is listening to this episode afterwards. But again, that launch date is Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. Sean, can you tell us more about this event? What attendees can expect to learn from attending? And how can people register for the book launch ceremony if they are hearing this conversation before March 3rd, 2024 and wish to attend?
100%, John. Yeah, so I'm really excited about this new book, as I mentioned. So we're going to celebrate by doing an awesome one-time only book launch event. So if you're listening before Sunday, March 3rd, head over to prepexpert.com and get registered for the book launch event. It's going to be on how to ace the new digital SAT and earn six figures in college scholarships using your test scores. It's for parents and students who are going to be taking this new digital SAT. I'm going to be going over tips, strategies, and tips to ace the exam, but also how to get six figures in college scholarships. Every attendee is going to get a ton of free bonuses, Prep Expert free academic success masterclasses, bonus chapters not found in the book, free cheat sheets for the digital SAT. So definitely get registered if you're listening before Sunday, March 3rd for the launch event. It's going to be online and it's 100% free to attend. So they can register at prepexpert.com. Now, if you're listening to this after Sunday, March 3rd, 2024, which I know there's going to be a lot of your listeners, just head over to Amazon and you can pick up a copy of Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook after we launch it at the event.
Well, we appreciate that. And of course, I will put the link, both links actually, in the show notes, whether you want to go to the book launch ceremony, or if in fact you want to buy the book through Amazon. And just for the record, I just want to make sure that everyone understands that I don't get any money if you purchase the book. So Sean, can you share some insights into the key changes that students can expect on the digital SAT compared to the previous paper SAT that you and I took? But I think you did a little better than I did, Sean.
Yeah, 100%. So the SAT has been paper-based tests. I know all the parents listening know that for almost 100 years. I think the SAT has been around for like 95 years, something like that. So on March 9th, 2024 is the first digital SAT in the United States. It marks a huge landmark change for the exam. Now everyone thinks, oh, it's just going on the computer, right? Not exactly. They've completely changed the format of the exam, but I think they've changed it in a way that's going to be very beneficial for students. The first big welcome change for students will be instead of a 3.5 hour exam, the exam's down to just 2 hours and 14 minutes. So you've gone down from 3 hours to 2 hours. So it's a full hour shorter than it used to be, which is amazing. Second big change is instead of it having 150 some questions, it's only 98 questions. Third big change, instead of having a minute and 10 seconds per question, you have about a minute and 22 seconds. You have about 10, 15% extra time per question. You can use the calculator on all the math questions. Previously, there were no calculator math sections. They've combined the writing and reading sections together, so there's fewer sections. So I think overall, it's going to be a much more student-friendly exam. Now, everyone says, well, does that mean the digital SAT is easy? it's going to be easier. It's not going to be easy. And the reason it's not going to be easy is because they've also changed the digital SAT to be adaptive. So what does an adaptive test mean? That means that the second modules of the math and the reading and the writing sections will actually get harder or easier depending on how well you perform on the first module as your baseline. And so the questions will get harder if you want to score in those top scores like 15, 1600. And so it's not necessarily going to be an easier exam, but the adaptive nature will make sure that it gauges your students' testing ability accurately. So those are some of the major changes coming up. And, you know, if you want to get ready for those changes, I've got this brand new Prep Expert Digital SAT playbook that's going to help you go through every single section, make sure you're ready for the new format changes, make sure you're ready for the new content changes, because there's a lot of new content changes. The reading passages are shorter. The vocabulary is different. The math's a little bit different in terms of the Algebra 2 and trigonometry tested. Probability questions are back. So lots of new stuff. It's not just like they just took the paper exam and put it on a computer screen. I know everyone thinks that.
Well, we appreciate that. So the first digital SAT, again, will be on March 9th, 2024. It has completely changed its format. It used to be 3 hours. Now you're saying it's around 2 hours. More time per question. You could use a calculator for all of the math questions. So it definitely seems to be a lot more student friendly. So Sean, if you had to highlight one powerful tool or tip that students can use to maximize their scores on the new digital SAT format, what would it be?
You know what's really funny, John, is I'd say the most powerful tool on the digital SAT is actually your pencil. Now, people are going to say, wait, what?
Make sure you use the number two pencil.
Everyone's like, what do you mean? It's a digital exam. Yes. However, your most powerful tool is going to be your pencil, because they give you 3 pages of scratch paper. And on that scratch paper, you need to be doing all your math work. You need to be crossing out answer choices. You need to be creating your solutions for your reading and writing questions. And the reason for that is because it's very cumbersome to try to do all of those notes and show your work on the computer screen and to type all that in. There is an annotate function on the digital SAT, but it's very clunky and ineffective. And so I'd say the most powerful tool, ironically, on the digital SAT is actually your paper and pencil scratch paper. So make sure you're utilizing that big time as you're taking the digital SAT.
Well, we appreciate that. The fact that the number two pencil is still very much needed. As you said, Sean, they're still going to give you 3 pages of scratch paper so that you could certainly show all of your work and take your time. And of course, you're going to get a little extra time for each question to hopefully get tremendous scores, students. So Sean, your website mentions the 5 quote unquote kiss of death phrases that are always incorrect on the SAT writing portion of the exam. Can you share an example of one of these phrases and explain why it should be avoided?
100%. Yeah. So these are some of the really kind of high-level advanced strategies that we teach in Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, as well as in our courses to our students. So there are certain words that are always going to be incorrect on the grammar-based portion of the digital SAT writing sections. This is also actually applicable to the ACT English grammar section. So if for listeners out there taking the ACT, this will be helpful as well. But there are certain words and phrases that are always incorrect. So to give you an example, the word being, B-E-I-N-G, is always incorrect on any grammar question on the digital SAT or even the ACT. Now, why is that? The reason is it creates passive voice constructions. And so the SAT and the ACT prefer active voice constructions. But a really easy rule that I teach my students and that we teach our students at Prep Expert through our books and courses is if you see the word being, cross it out on a grammar-based question. So that's a really simple tip to remember. And of course, there's more kiss of death phrases and words to learn, but you got to come to my SAT book launch to learn those, to learn the other 4 kiss of death phrases. So make sure you register at prepexpert.com if you want to know the other 4 phrases.
Absolutely. Or just click the link in the show notes and register for sure. And play this answer back over and over again in terms of the word being. So Sean, for the SAT reading portion of the exam, increasing passage reading speed, which is always an issue for me, but of course is very important. So what methods or strategies do you recommend for students to enhance their reading speed while maintaining their comprehension?
Yeah, 100%. So if you want to increase your passage reading speed on the digital SAT, one of the biggest things that I recommend students do is there's going to be two parts to the reading question. There's going to be the actual passage, and then there's going to be the question. Most students end up reading the passage first because they want to read the passage, understand the main idea, know what it's about. That's actually the wrong strategy to use because you won't know what to really focus in on. So what you should read is actually the question first. For example, the question might state, what is the main idea of the passage? So then you know as you're reading the passage that you want to focus on the main idea. Or it might say, you know, how would author two respond to author one? Then you know when you're reading the passage, you need to figure out how author two is going to respond to author passage one. So that really helps students increase their passage speed and comprehension because now you're not just reading passages aimlessly, but you actually are reading with intention, with a goal. And it's very non-intuitive for students because on the left-hand side of your digital SAT screen, you're going to see the passage. And how do we read? We read left to right. So most students end up just reading the passage first. They slow down. They don't know what to focus on. Then they read the question. They have to go back and read the passage over.
Right.
So it's like a double repetition thing. So you've got to try this new strategy out. Read the question first. Really hone in on what you need to look for in the passage, and you'll be able to get through passages a lot quicker.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. Most students read the passage first, but really should consider reading the question first. So students, you'll then know what it is that you're looking for, which will certainly help you with your SAT. So we appreciate that. And Sean, your book also gives insight into winning scholarships before 12th grade. Can you share some strategies or advice from the book that may help students secure some scholarships?
100%. Yeah. So, you know, scholarships is my passion. We're actually on a $1 billion scholarship mission. We've helped students win over $100 million at Prep Expert through their test scores. And we're going to help them win $1 billion with this new Prep Expert Digital SAT playbook, as well as in our courses. And so the biggest thing I could say for students who are before 12th grade is your golden ticket is going to be the digital PSAT. And so the digital PSAT can qualify you for national merit. And there's over 100 universities across the nation which offer national merit students six-figure scholarships automatically. So those are in the form of what are called college-sponsored merit scholarships. So universities like the University of Southern California, Boston University, and you know over 100 others will give you, Arizona State University, will give you half tuition or full tuition scholarships worth, you know, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, all because you scored high on the PSAT and you got national merit. Now, parents always ask me, how high do I need to score on the PSAT to get national merit? That really depends upon the state in which your student lives. So if you live in an academically competitive state, like where you're at, John, in New York, you got to score higher on the PSAT. But if you live in a less academically competitive state, like where I'm from in Nevada, yeah, the PSAT national merit cutoff score is lower. Now, I have really good news for parents, though. The digital PSAT and the digital SAT are more similar than ever. So you can really kill two birds with one stone by simply getting your student ready for the digital SAT, you know, picking up Prep Expert Digital SAT playbook, getting into Prep Expert Digital SAT courses, because you, that will help them not only prepare for the digital SAT, but by the time fall of their 11th grade year comes around, they'll be ready to crush the digital PSAT, get that national merit cutoff score, and boom, now you have 100 scholarship offers worth $100,000. Not a bad deal for 2 hours of work.
Definitely not a bad deal. And I appreciate you talking about the National Merit Scholarship Program. And it's very important to check the status in each of the states. For example, being from New York, I could tell you that in New York, it's generally the top 1%, those that score in the top 1% that become National Merit finalists. So again, students, parents, check that data for your particular state. So Sean, as the CEO and founder of Prep Expert, what inspired you to write a book specifically addressing the digital SAT, and how does it complement your overall mission?
Absolutely. I was really, really excited to write this new Prep Expert Digital SAT playbook to help as many students as possible improve their test scores to improve their own lives. If you know my personal story, I raised my own SAT score from average to perfect when I was in high school. That got me it opened so many doors and opportunities in terms of getting into amazing colleges, getting $500,000 in college scholarship offers, and winning some really prestigious academic awards. So I want to help other students do that. That's always been my mission. And I'm going to do that at a much higher scale now through Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, because anyone can go to Amazon or go to the show notes link and purchase this book, and their whole life can change because of a $25 purchase for a digital SAT playbook. And that's really my passion. As I mentioned earlier, my mission with this book is $1 billion in scholarships. So we're on a $1 billion scholarship mission, which really means that if you end up getting scholarships, whether it's national merit, a full tuition, half tuition, you get the Coca-Cola $20,000 scholarship, whatever scholarship you end up getting, I want to know about it. We've set up a full website and form now to keep track of all of our students who are getting, because we always get emails. It's my favorite part of Prep Expert, from students who say, I just got a full ride scholarship to University of San Diego, or I just got a half tuition scholarship to XYZ University. And we've tracked over $100 million now, and we want to track over $1 billion, because that really makes a difference in students' lives. Not having to go into significant student debt, not having to take on student loans, and helping people graduate debt-free. I did myself. Instead of going to the Ivy League where I got in, I ended up choosing to take a full ride scholarship at USC. So everyone's college decision is different, but I definitely think financial factors can play a huge role. And my job is to help students through their test scores lower their cost of college, not only get into top colleges, but lower their cost of college.
Well, it's definitely a worthy cause, which is why I'm such a believer in you, Sean, but also Prep Expert itself. And for those of you who are listening, if you don't want to take my word on it, just do a search, look at the reviews around Prep Expert, and I think you'll be very impressed. And at this point in time, I do want to mention that in terms of Prep Expert, for all your test prep opportunities for students, I am an affiliate. There is an affiliate link in the show notes. And Sean, what could the listeners save if they click on that affiliate link in the show notes?
So what's really exciting for listeners of the College Admissions Process podcast is we have an exclusive partnership where you can save 30% on any Prep Expert digital SAT course, ACT course, one-on-one tutoring, or any of our other products and services. All you need to do is head over to the show notes of the College Admissions Process podcast, grab the discount code, click on the link, and you'll be all set to save 30% off any course or tutoring package that you'd like from Prep Expert.
Well, we appreciate you, Sean, providing that for our listeners. Thank you so much. And I was also curious, Sean, how do you see the landscape of college admissions evolving? And what role do you think standardized tests like the SAT and, of course, the ACT will play in this evolving landscape?
Yeah, absolutely. As everyone knows, in the pandemic, the media was really pushing this narrative that colleges are going test optional, and test scores are no longer important. And that was really the narrative for 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. And if you look at all of the media articles in 2024, they're the exact opposite. There was a big landmark article in the early 2024 from the New York Times that was titled "The Misguided War on the SAT," where they showed that all the research studies are actually showing that having standardized tests produces better classes for colleges, actually is less disadvantageous to low-income students. They actually got more disadvantaged by taking away standardized tests, because who can afford, really high-end college admissions consultants and extracurricular activities? It's typically those in the upper echelons of society. And so getting rid of standardized tests actually disadvantaged low-income students more. So now that all these studies are coming out, all of the colleges are starting to bring back standardized tests. As you know, MIT, Georgetown, Purdue, Georgia Public Universities, Dartmouth just announced it not too long ago that they're bringing back SAT and ACT score requirements. And on top of that, whether your college that you're applying to is test optional or not, I highly recommend still taking the exam because all the other studies are showing that students with test scores are getting in at higher rates than students without test scores. And that's just the college admissions part. Let's not even talk about the $5 billion in merit-based scholarships that are awarded annually to students with high grades and test scores. And having a high test score will significantly improve your odds of getting those scholarships. So there's just so many reasons that your student needs to take the SAT or the ACT and do well on it to get into college, to win scholarships, just like it's always been. I think we're seeing the pendulum swing back towards tests with all of the new data and research that's coming back.
Well, we appreciate that. And Sean, as always, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. And this has been a phenomenal conversation. Before I get to the last question, because I want to give you every opportunity to leave us with whatever you wish today, Sean, is there a question I didn't ask or a topic that I didn't bring up that you'd like to leave with our listeners now?
Yeah, I think the one thing that I'd say about SAT prep and ACT prep is, I think we've talked a lot about the direct benefits that students can gain from it, like college admissions, like scholarships today. But I think there's a lot of indirect benefits that I see with both myself as well as the students at Prep Expert. And the indirect benefits you gain from doing SAT prep or ACT prep in high school is that it develops a habit of self-control, of hard work, of grit, of resilience in your student when they're a teenager. And how important are those attributes for the rest of their lives to succeed in college, in graduate school, and in their careers? And so I think developing this habit of grit, hard work, self-control, these success habits, test prep can really do that because the student needs to study, they need to stay focused, they need to have time management, stick to a schedule. And I could tell you as an entrepreneur and as a doctor myself, those are all very important in the real world. So I think there's a lot of indirect benefits that people don't talk about related to test prep.
Well, I really appreciate you talking about those indirect benefits of SAT prep or ACT prep. You mentioned the self-control, the grit, the resilience, and you talked about how in your life as a doctor and a CEO, it definitely comes in handy. By the way, as a podcaster and as a high school principal, it definitely comes in handy in my life as well. So I'm sure all could relate with that. So Sean, again, this has been tremendous. I really appreciate it. It does lead us to the last question, which is, what other advice do you have for students and parents getting ready to navigate the college admissions process?
The last piece of advice that I would like to share with listeners, parents, and students is that as someone who's been on the other side of that mountain now of college admissions, test preparation, scholarship applications, and as a student who was in high school working so hard with extracurricular activities, and I know how busy it is, that all of that effort is worth it, but it's only worth it if you put in the applications to those scholarships, to those colleges, et cetera, your 12th grade year. Really take advantage of all the opportunities that are going to be presented when you get to 12th grade. But until then, before December through April of 12th grade, really put in that effort in 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, because it will all pay off in the end in the form of college acceptances, in the form of scholarship offers, and in the form of success habits that your student develops.
Well, Sean, you're awesome. This has been a tremendous conversation, and I'm really happy as I know it's going to help so many students and their parents with their test prep and as they navigate the college admissions process. I'm looking forward to having you again, Sean. We really appreciate your time today.
Thanks again for having me, John. I'm always happy to come on the show and share my knowledge and expertise with parents and students. And as the last thing I'll leave them with is definitely go to the show notes, register for the book launch event on Sunday, March 3rd. And if it's after Sunday, March 3rd, and you're listening to this, go to the show notes, pick up a copy of Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, or get that 30% off discount from the College Admissions Process podcast to get enrolled into Prep Expert SAT or ACT courses and tutoring.
Well, thank you so much, Sean. Again, this has been tremendous. And one last thing to say to all the students and parents listening, good luck as you navigate the college admissions process. Take care, all, and best wishes.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP.